Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really focused look, a high-speed pass, at something fundamental, the chapter covering the addition of numbers. The Deep Dive is specifically for you, our listener. We're sort of assuming you know the absolute basics, so we're jumping right into the stuff that matters for real mastery. Our mission today, it's pretty clear. Lock in those essential mechanics, especially carrying numbers across columns, right up to four digits, and also cement those key properties, the shortcuts, really.
That's exactly it. This isn't just about adding numbers up. It's about grasping the why behind it. The chapter really aims for four key things. First, just that core idea. Addition means combining things, putting them together. Second, the actual skill, being able to add numbers up to four digits, especially when you have to do that carrying thing. Third, understanding the rules, the properties that addition follows. And finally, using all that to, well, solve actual problems you might encounter.
Right. So let's maybe skip the really simple two-digit stuff and get straight into the structure. Because the whole system, particularly when you get into hundreds and thousands, it hinges on place value, right? And this idea of regrouping or carrying.
Exactly. That structure is key. And the rule is you have to start adding from the ones column, always. Then tens, hundreds, thousands moving left.
It sounds simple, but why is that so strict?
Well, it's because of carrying. Think about it. Whenever a column adds up to 10 or more, you have to regroup. You trade, say, 10 ones for 110. If you started adding from the left, like the thousands first, how would you know if the hundreds column was about to give you an extra thousand you needed to include? You wouldn't.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like a chain reaction you have to respect.
Yeah.
So let's tackle the most complex example the chapter gives us. Adding four-digit numbers where there's a lot of carrying involved. This is usually where people, might stumble a bit.
Yeah, let's nail this process down. The example was 483.78 plus 23.49. We've got all four place values in play. Okay, starting on the right, the ones, 8 plus 9, that gives us 17.
Okay, so write down the 7, carry the 1 over to the tens column. First carry done.
Precisely. Now the tens column, we have 7 plus 4, but we also have that 1 we carried over.
Right, can't forget that. So 7 plus 4 is 11, plus 1 is 12.
Good. So write down the 2 in the tens place and carry the new 1 over to the hundreds column. See, you have to keep track.
Okay, moving to the hundreds, we've got 8 plus 3 plus the 1 we just carried.
Which makes 12 again. So same process. Write down the 2, carry that 1 over, this time to the thousands place.
All right, final column, thousands, 4 plus 2 plus that last carried 1.
Equals 7. So putting it all together, 7227, the sum is 72227.
Wow, okay. So managing that sequence of carrying where each column potentially affects the next one, that's really the core skill here, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's the difference between just adding digits and truly understanding how our number system works with regrouping.
I think maybe the biggest insight for you listening is to see it not as separate little sums, but one continuous flow from right to left, trading up value as you go.
Exactly. And the great thing is, once you've really mastered carrying with four digits, you've basically mastered it for any size number. The principle just repeats. Five digits, six digits, it's the same process.
Okay, so once we've done the heavy lifting on the mechanics, the chapter shifts a bit. It talks about the properties of addition. Mm. I kind of see these as like helpful rules or shortcuts.
That's a good way to think about them. They're like the built-in rules of the road for addition. They can help you check your work or sometimes even simplify things before you start. The first one, and maybe the most practical when you're adding a long list, is the commutative property.
That's the one that says order doesn't matter.
That's the one. You can add numbers in any sequence you like, and the sum will always be the same.
So if I'm adding, say, three big numbers, and I want to double check my answer, I could just add them in a different order, like bottom up instead of top down.
Exactly. It's a fantastic way to verify. The chapter shows 3825 plus 4162 is 7987. And if you flip it, 4162 plus 3825, still 7987. And it works even with more numbers, like adding 345, 201, and 145. Doesn't matter which pair you add first, you'll always end up with 691.
That flexibility feels really useful, actually. Less rigid.
It is. Okay, next property involves zero. The identity property of addition.
Sounds simple, maybe even obvious. Add zero, nothing changes.
Right, but think about it in the context of place value or complex sums. It's like an anchor point. 6083 plus zero is just 6083. Knowing that a column sums to zero or that adding zero doesn't change an intermediate result helps keep things clear and confirms the baseline value.
Okay, and the last property mentioned.
Adding one, very simple. Adding one always gives you the very next whole number. The chapter calls it the successor.
So 4238 plus one is immediately 4239.
Instantly, it connects addition to the basic sequence of counting.
So why should you, the listener, care about all these mechanics and properties? Well, it's because they directly apply when you need to organize information and find totals in real life. The chapter moves smartly into word problems here.
Yeah, and this is often the trickiest part for people taking a situation described in words, a sort of story, and turning it into a math problem. You have to figure out what numbers need to be added together, and then, crucially, line them up correctly by place value before you start adding.
Like the example with money.
Yeah.
Calculating total sales.
Exactly. Week one sales, 3,965. Week two sales, 2,875. To get the total, you need to set that up as an addition problem.
Ones under ones, tens under ten.
Right. And then you apply that carrying method we practiced. 5 + 5 = 10, carry the one. You work it through and get the total.
And the same logic applies if you're combining more than two numbers, like the population example.
Yes, perfectly. Men, 400,672. Women, 2,358. Children, 179. To find the total village population, you stack all three numbers, lining up the place values carefully.
That looks like it would involve carrying multiple times.
It does. You'd carry from the ones to the tens, potentially from the tens to the hundreds, and from the hundreds to the thousands. You follow the process step by step to get the final sum, which was 8,609.
Okay, so wrapping this up, What are the absolute core takeaways for you? We've seen that addition relies fundamentally on place value.
Right. And that mastering carrying, especially across multiple digits, is the key mechanical skill.
We also looked at the properties how knowing order doesn't matter helps check work, how zero acts as an identity.
And how adding one gives the successor useful shortcuts.
And finally, we connected all back to applying these skills, translating word problems into structured addition to find real-world totals.
And one last thing, maybe the most important habit from the chapter's goals. Always ask yourself, does my answer make sense? That quick critical check catches a lot of errors. If you add two four-digit numbers, you expect an answer in the thousands or maybe low 10,000s, right?
That's a great point. It's about the mechanical skill combined with that critical thinking. So, to leave you with something to think about, something from the chapter's own puzzle section, it challenges you to think backwards a bit.
Yeah, it poses this question. Can you find a four-digit number where, if you reverse its digits and add the reversed number to the original number, the sum is exactly 5555?
That sounds like it involves thinking about how carrying would or wouldn't happen to get those specific digits in the sum.
Exactly. It forces you to apply your understanding of place value and addition in a different way. We'll let you chew on that one.